1-800-900-1198. That's 1-800-900-1198.
Years ago, the backyard included grass and aluminum chairs. Now, it's a grand living space that extends from your home. Earthworks offers many natural stone products to customize your yard, like outdoor fireplaces and pits, kitchens and bars, countertops, pavers, retaining walls, and more. Indoors, you can add stone accents like fireplace surrounds and accessories. Earthworks has two locations, on North Highway 51 in Perryville and on Baxter Road in Chesterfield. Online at earthworksstone.net. Earthworks, the natural stone and brick experts.
1985 called. They want their bathroom back. Sound familiar? Might be time for Right Bath. Right Bath's certified team of experts will use quality fixtures and finishes. No cover-ups. I repeat, no cover-ups. Right Bath will remove existing problems and fixtures and replace them with a new, timeless bathroom. For quality bathroom in just 5 days, visit rightbath.com or call Right Bath. 314-909-1820. Right Bath. Fast, affordable, forever. Right Bath.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
Right now, custom banners and posters start at just $6.49. Offer valid on pickup or delivery, end 6/29. Details in-store or online at staples.com/springcopy. Staples. Make more happen.
Is your car's air conditioning not blowing cold enough air? Bring back the cold in under 10 minutes with Do-It-Yourself AC Pro. Go to acprocold.com for the store nearest you.
How much is that dog in the window? The one with the wagon.
We have a theater behind us, the Playhouse. It's where I saw the Patsy Cline show. And they just let out. Apparently, they had a matinee. And the average age of the people that walked out is deceased. So it must be KMOX Day at the Playhouse.
Yeah.
That's what I'm guessing. They had a special. Their listeners got a discount.
Must be running a special.
Because even with the doors closed, we could hear through this glass lots of them going, "What? What?" Hey, we're all going to be there. I'm going to be there real soon, so we better be careful what we say. It's time for some pet talk. And if you have a pet, even if it's that guy that called earlier who ate snakes, you might have a snake. Maybe it's your pet. There are people that do that. This is your chance to talk to one of the best in the biz, Mr. Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Center, Dr. Doug Pernikoff, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. There's an app you can download, and it's free. It's a great way to get yourself a Laclede Cab. The app is STL Taxi. STL Taxi. Your job is to call right now, as a couple of smart people are already doing. If you don't do it now, you're not going to get in because people love their pets. 314-969-KTRS. Which is 969-5877. Or, if you can't get through there, 888-550-KTRS. You need to call right now. Ladies and gentlemen, here is Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Hey, hey, hey. How is everyone today?
Good, Dr. Doug.
I'm doing great, Doctor. How are you?
I am AM in the PM.
Hallelujah. The calls are starting to stack up here. Anybody in here have anything for Dr. Doug? You don't even have a pet, do you,
Peter? Yeah, we have two cats.
Why do you have two cats? Is that Angela's deal?
Well, she had a cat before we met, and then
you're not a cat.
We were lucky enough to get another cat.
But you're not a cat guy, right?
Yeah, I had a cat growing up, but I'm more of a dog person. But, yeah.
Phones are stacking up, so...
Can I mention something about the heat? Because I'm so worried about
it. No, we don't have time for that.
Yeah.
Sure, of course you can, sure.
Okay. Real important for the listeners that, obviously, heat is a big concern, heat stroke, heat exhaustion. And I always tell people, you know, most dog breeds are not long-term joggers, although we like to jog with our dogs. Most of them are sprinters. They're short-term. So you have to be ever so careful in this weather.
Sprinters are, in some cases, T-Mobilers or AT&Ters. See what I did there? cellular humor.
Yes.
Sorry, doctor. Go ahead.
When you go out walking or running with your dog, make sure you bring some water. You have the ability, maybe even a digital thermometer. Any temperature rising over 104 in the animal is really concerning. And make sure you have numbers to your veterinarian and the emergency clinic, so that in the event that you have to react, these animals that get heat stroke tend to kind of get disoriented, they can get weak, and then suddenly hypersalivate or whatever, and they may just collapse. So it's really, it can take minutes, literally.
And I have two questions.
Go ahead.
Why do you never see anybody walking their cat?
Because it's hard to get them to walk on a lead, although I have seen people do that, believe it or not.
But and the second question is, how do you take a dog's temperature?
Well, they have these little digital thermometers we use in the human industry. They're like $12, and you just stick it in.
You know, I'm sorry. I mean, Peon just said rectally.
Yes, rectally. That's correct.
You know, that's disgusting.
Well, I mean, that's the technical
term,
it's
the same kind like you put up to the ear and stick it in the dog's ear, and it'll give you the temperature?
They do have those as well.
Okay.
They're not as common.
That's good to know. We're all filled up with calls, so let's get right to it.
Okay, good.
Caller number one would be Barbara. Barbara, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Oh, this is. I've been waiting all week for this.
Whoa, what a thrill this has to be.
You lost Dr. Doug.
What
a
thrill.
I think it was because last week he offered to come to somebody's home for $107, and I've been saving all week.
I think we lost Dr. Doug.
Oh, no.
So I really do have a question.
How did I do that? Oh, hang on. We're getting Dr. Doug back. That was my fault. He'll get him back on here. So, 1 second here, Barbara. Dan, tell me when you. I got him. All right. Hang on.
Are you there?
Dump him, Dan. Put him on hold. Right, there he is. Dr. Doug's back. Barbara, what's your question for Dr. Doug?
Well, I have a dog that sheds so much that someone said to me I should add mineral oil to its food, but I'm sure there's something that she can eat. She doesn't have a very heavy coat. She's a beagle.
Uh-huh. Mix,
and every place she goes, her coat is very light, but she just drops tons and tons of hair. In fact, I had a guy tap me on the shoulder last winter and said, "What kind of dog do you have?" I said, "What?" He said, "It's all over your back." I mean, I just cannot get rid of this dog's hair.
Now, when he said that, were you wearing a swimsuit or something?
No,
maybe you actually have hair on your back. What do you think, doctor?
Well, you know, this is a common problem, individual dogs, individual breeds. I always tell people make sure, number one, I don't think the mineral oil is going to do anything. I think that's a waste. But I think that omega-3 oils might be good. Those are the type that you find in fish oils. And a lot of products out in the pet market or your veterinarian can offer you direction in that way. There's also a program. They use the device called the Furminator, which was designed
Furminator.
Locally. It's an amazing brush. It kind of gets the undercoat. And although it doesn't stop shedding, if you work on that on a regular basis, you can keep the shedding down to a minimum.
But she doesn't have that much fur. I just think I'll
There isn't any magic to stop them from doing that. And I think in the heat of the summer, it's always going to be worse. But some people, there are some programs that they claim will they'll remove the shedding.
Bathe her more frequently, you think?
I'm sorry, what, hon?
Bathe her more frequently.
You can brush her out and bathe her a little more frequently, and that'll help cut that coat down. But I was just going to warn you, I'm not a big fan of some of the companies that offer these high-powered suction and vacuum reactions to try and keep the coat out.
I wouldn't want to do that either. It would frighten her to death.
It's very temporary, too. So I really think the big part is just on your shoulders to try and keep that coat down. So try the Furminator and try talking to your vet about some omega-3 supplements. Okay.
Well, thanks again for your advice.
Well, Barbara, thank you for listening.
Bye.
There goes Barbara. Here comes Marilyn. Marilyn, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hey, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Marilyn. I got scared. I thought it was my wife.
Wife's name is Marilyn.
Oh, boy. Yeah, I know. And hey, Frank and gang.
Hi, Marilyn.
Hey, Marilyn.
I am AM in the PM. Well,
of course you are. That's why she sounds so happy.
Mm-hmm.
How can I help you?
Well, Dr. Doug, I live in the country, so needless to say, I have a lot of wildlife roaming through my yard.
Yes.
Lately, we have had a rabbit that has been gnawing on our wooden steps leading up to our porch.
Let him in.
Let
him in.
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Do rabbits?
There has been a rabbit that has been gnawing on our steps, our wooden steps leading up to our porch.
Do they eat wood?
Yeah, they'll chew on a lot of things. I would put a little pepper spray or something on there that's kind of uncomfortable for them, and that'll probably chase them away pretty quickly.
Okay, well, I know I thought about just shooting it, but I thought, shy of that, is there anything that we could treat the steps with they would stop gnawing on
our
steps?
What an animal lover. I thought about
I would do some sort of spray that's just a lot of different products would be kind of distasteful for them, but I think something like that will turn them off pretty quickly. So you can get like a little spray bottle and mix it up with some pepper and water and kind of spray it on there and let it air dry, and that'll put a coating on there that'll keep them off of it.
Okay. Okay, thanks.
Thank you, Marilyn. Hey, you know what she just reminded me of when she said rabbit? When I was a kid, I bet I had at least 50 of those rabbit's feet, those colored on a keychain.
Yeah,
colored rabbit's foot.
From carnivals
they
and things like that.
They dye it red, pink, green.
They don't do...
Well, you know what? Did they kill rabbits just to cut their feet off for that, or was that a byproduct?
They would kill the rabbits for other reasons, either for meat or fur. And because you know, rabbit coats are common in young kids.
I like those keychains. How come we don't see those anymore? I like them.
I think you have them all in your collection.
Rabbit foot keychain. I don't have one. I should have saved a couple.
You can still find them at like some of the truck stops and stuff.
All right, let's get Matthew in here. Matthew, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Dr. Doug, how are you?
Good, Matthew. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm AM in the PM.
That's why he's okay. Yeah.
My question's sort of a silly one. I have a very happy dog that when it sleeps, she dreams and her tail starts wagging and her feet start moving and she gets like a smile on her face.
Mm-hmm.
And I was curious, do mean dogs, when they sleep, do they growl and bite at stuff?
You know, I don't know. I really, no one's asked me that question before. I have to think about it. But I think your female that's wagging and doing all is probably dreaming about me.
Oh, yeah.
but no, I don't think there's any problem with it. And I can't really tell you. I doubt that the aggression goes with the dream. I think it's probably just... What you note?
She does it all the time, and when I thought, I'm like, I wonder if Dr. Doug knows if mean dogs dream mean.
I don't know that. I'll have to ask my son. He dreams. He's mean, and he's kind of like.
I don't know. I just thought it was kind of a curious question.
All right.
Thanks for your time.
Thank you, Matthew. This is Arthur. Arthur, say hello to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug. How are you?
Good, Arthur. How are you?
I'm okay. Well, my question is about my puppy. He's about a year and a half. And he eats everything. When I mean everything, he's eating razors, cans.
Whoa, hold on. Eat razors? Ooh.
Yes, he's eating my razors.
Oh, my goodness.
Wow.
Yes.
Like a
glass,
goat.
Cans.
Okay.
And Dan's got a point. Arthur, you sure it's a dog and not a goat?
Yeah.
I don't know.
You know, the most obvious suggestion, and you've been dealing with this for a long time, so the dog's gotten away with it for a long time, but you've got to take control and prevent and partition away those items. And if that means he has, when he's not being supervised, he has to be crated or something like that, that's not punishment. That's really husbandry management. So you don't want to end up in a surgery spending thousands of dollars trying to save your dog because he ate something. So I think that the extra time it takes to control his freedom until he learns that these things aren't right, and then find other replacement toys for him, like Kong toys or Nylabones that are pretty indestructible.
He's got an indestructible bone. He's already eaten half of it.
I'm sorry?
He got what they call an indestructible bone.
And he ate half of an indestructible bone?
This is some
dog. What kind of dog is this?
It's a Mountain Cur Australian something sheepdog.
Oh, okay.
This is one tough dog.
Man.
Yeah, that is a tough dog. But I think you can get control of this, but you got to take charge and you got to be the boss.
I'd be afraid to take charge of a dog like that.
Yeah. Especially one that eats razors and then goes out and poops.
He might eat your car.
Well, he's had crayons. He's eaten like a rug, and his poop had all the little strings.
Yeah, that's the problem with beasts or rugs. You can also obstruct, and then you're into a major.
I hate it when poop has strings.
Yeah.
I hate that.
You ever see one that just hangs there? It won't fall all the way out, too?
Yeah, he had that, too.
I had a brother who used to eat razors for $15 at a party. So,
hold on a minute. What kind of razor?
He would take a double-edged razor, and he'd break it up in little pieces with his mouth and his teeth, and he'd swallow it piece by piece.
Well, that's the stupidest thing I've ever heard of.
Yeah, but he
sounds like my dog.
Yeah. Well, Arthur, good luck with that thing.
Hey, I'm telling you, I don't want to put him in the crate. He hates his crate. He doesn't like it at all.
Well, he'll probably eat it. If he's in there long enough, he'll just eat his way out.
Probably will. We try to keep it all cleaned up, but he's a smart dog. He finds his way to get to whatever he's trying to get to. So
It's going to be up to you, though. I think you can do it.
Thank you, Arthur.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. Your buddy in school ate razor, double-edged razor blades?
Yeah.
Well, we had that guy on the trip. That's true.
We watched a guy eat an entire drinking glass.
Yeah.
And it wasn't a trick glass. We took it right out of the resort, and he ate the whole thing.
If you do it little by little, I guess you can.
Yeah, but you better really know how to bite down on a razor blade. You're going to cut your tongue off.
I know.
Let's get, hang on, Josh in here. Hello, Josh. Say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hello, Dr. Doug.
Hey, Josh. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Good. What can I help you?
Well, I have a couple of animals in my house. I have a pet adopted this black cat, and we also have a 7-year-old pure Bichon puppy dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they get along fine. They're doing wonders. But here recently, we have not had a need to empty the cat's litter box because the dog in the last 2 months has discovered that she can get in there and eat that stuff.
Oh, don't let that dog lick you in the face.
No. Is there any? Is this a behavioral thing?
Oh yeah, I mean, a lot of animals, including man, our food comes out not completely digested, and there are certain flavors that these animals unfortunately are attracted to. The most logical suggestion: there are some new. I've seen some interesting cat boxes, litter boxes that either are top loading, so the cat has to climb up and get into it. Or other kind of preventable kind of fronts so the dog can't get in there. And that would be the most logical, simple step. And,
it's not like a medical thing that we need to be concerned about.
No,
you just need to be concerned, like I said, about him licking you in the face after each cat poop.
That's a medical.
Very true.
I would try, you might talk to your vet about getting a product called Forbid. And that goes into their diet on a daily basis, and that's supposed to deter them from eating poop.
Deter. So, that's
deterred.
A good word.
Deterred.
Then now you have been deterred.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed.
That's a good one. I'm going to use that as a model name for a new
you
product.
You should. That product should be called Deterred.
Deterred. Yeah.
That's a great name. Josh, you just gave us a name for a new product. Thank you.
Oh, I'm glad I could be of help.
All right. Thank you, Josh.
Address. We'll send
you
a commission.
All right. I think we have just enough time. We'll bring Brad in. Brad, say hi to Dr. Doug.
Hi, Dr. Doug.
Hi, Brad.
AM and the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. About a 22-pound pug, great dog, family dog, flea and tick. What's your advice on flea and tick?
There's so many new products, it's almost like the electronics industry. Every 3 months, there's something new. We have been working with a product called Actavil. I believe it's made by Merck, and there are other both short and long term. I know there's another product coming out that's a chewable that's supposed to prevent fleas and ticks for up to 3 months at a time, and you just chew it once a month.
I just have a great idea, Doctor. I hate to interrupt you, but if I don't share this now, it'll go past me and it'll be wasted. You should host a show that we only talk about ticks, and it's called Tick Talk. Tick Talk. Tick Talk time. Get it? Time, Tick Talk. Sorry, Brad. Go ahead, Doctor.
I'm a talker.
Okay. Yeah. No, anyway. We've got a really good vet, and they started using something new, but it's just kind of really, really expensive. And we've used Frontline and some of the other, you know, in the past. Are they all pretty, some of the standard ones, are they still pretty good? Or?
Well, you know, some people are claiming that Frontline, especially in the southeast of the United States where fleas are almost a year-round event, that Frontline is becoming less supportive and more, and the animals are more resistant to it. We still use it, and I know a lot of clinics do, but as I said, there's so many new products coming out every month by so many different manufacturers. I would say that your vet's probably going to create a schedule of opportunity, and you can just talk to them about, you know, what they like to do to manage it. And if that doesn't suit you, then find somebody else and kind of shop around. But, you know, everybody's going to have their own formulation and their own opportunity.
Sure.
So, it is an never-ending battle.
I'm sure. Well, I do appreciate it. And,
okay, good luck.
Thank you much.
Brad, thank you for listening. We appreciate that, and we are out of time.
Okay.
If
thank you so much.
If you want to hear more of this, we'll do it again next Wednesday, if that's okay with you, Doctor.
That is groovy.
All right. Everybody, give it up for Dr. Doug Pernikoff.
Yeah.
He is with the Clarkson Wilson Veterinary Clinic. And he's brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. STL Taxi is the app you want on your smartphone or Android or whatever. It's free. Now, we move now to a man who was spotted last night by one of our listeners at the baseball game. That's how identifiable you are, even in a crowd of 50,000 or whatever. Boom, that's John Londoff, and he spotted you. John, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you, Frank?
Let me check. Hang on. I'm doing great.
What do you do when you're checking yourself
out? I just look down and just look at myself. Kind
Did
of
once
up,
over?
Once over, make sure everything's okay. Nothing's out that shouldn't be out, and everything's in that should be in, and I'm fine. I'm doing great, yeah.
See, now that's what I'm talking about. That's great. The once over lightly.
John, wait till you see our new pictures.
Oh my goodness.
We had new pictures taken. We've seen them. They're not online yet. Wait till you see them.
Oh.
You know, I've got a great idea. I think I should come and visit. Come and visit the studio and just do a little segment from there. And
anytime you want.
You wouldn't believe it.
Out of there because I don't want to work. You know, I don't want to work. I mean, I got to get back to the dealership because we've got cars to sell.
No, come in here anytime and sit in.
You won't believe the makeovers they did on us before.
Oh, yeah.
We took the pictures.
We all look like we're ready for an open casket showing.
Yep.
This photographer took and enhanced us to where we don't even look like human beings. We look like embalmed people.
Mm-hmm.
It's hilarious. I can't wait till they get online.
And our teeth are whiter than white.
Everybody's teeth are as white as printing paper.
Are they really?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. It's
you know that McGraw has some pretty bright teeth.
Well, he does now. This photographer made everybody's
brighter.
Teeth bright.
So everybody had their picture taken.
Yeah, and it's
What about John Carney?
They did the best they could.
Yes.
Yeah, but you know he is a great guy. He's so funny.
He's not that funny. Sometimes he's pretty funny. He's pretty funny.
Make me laugh.
Hey, it was a pleasure talking to those people, Diane and Bill or Bob, whatever their names were.
Bob, yes.
Bob and Diane, who bought the Silverado this morning.
And all the way from
Baldwin.
Baldwin.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a Chevy dealership right there in Baldwin. Came because of you, because of Frank Opinion. Yeah. Not because of Johnny Law.
That dealership is invisible to people who are AM and the PM. They don't even see it.
I love the AM and the PM crowd. Mm-hmm. So I'm at the ball game with our friends, Matt Reardon and Tina Reardon with Fox Sports.
So Mimi was there.
Mm-hmm.
She must have been gone when she got up to excuse herself
to get another hot dog or something.
So what'd you say?
She might have gotten up to get a hot dog or hamburger or whatever. And this guy was there.
This is exactly what Mimi did. She got up, she went up and got a bunch of hot dogs.
Well, why wouldn't she? At the ball game.
Yeah.
She doesn't eat a hot dog. She won't eat a hot dog. What does she eat?
Yeah. I don't think she had a hot dog.
Okay.
How'd you know?
Because it's a ball game. That's what people
weird.
Do.
So I'm getting ready to sit in the seats and this adorable server who's working the green seats there, she goes, I recognize your voice. She goes, you're Johnny Londoff. I'm AM and the PM.
Ew.
I said, you're kidding me. She goes, no. Barb Cooper, and she's worked for the Cardinals since 2005, back in the old stadium.
All right, hang on a minute. Let's see how long she's worked there. She started in 2005. This is 2014. Hang on a minute.
She's worked there.
24 years.
For 24 years. Yeah. Wow. That's a long time.
Man.
Go ahead.
I forgot what I was talking about. Oh, Barb Cooper.
Yeah, Barb Cooper.
So then a guy in front in the first row goes, I listen to you, too. He goes, you guys are really funny. And next thing you know, the people sitting next to Tina and Mimi, this guy owns a used car lot in Poplar Bluff.
You know, kind of a competitor.
Greg Auto Sales in Poplar Bluff. He goes, we listen also. We think Frank is a riot, but he shouldn't make fun of you. Greg, I'm going to tell him that, okay?
What does this tell you, though, that all those people around you listened, that if you had not become part of this show, you might be out of business by now?
You know what sweet little Mimi said? Because every once in a while she does say something that's just really clever and cute. She'll say, oh, my God, his head's going to get bigger than it already is. I don't know what you meant by that.
I don't either, but it implies that she thinks I have a big head.
No, it's all about me, Frank.
Oh, you. Okay, well, that's different.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, she really likes you.
Did she say something like, if his head gets any bigger, it'll actually fit his nose?
Oh, wow. Man.
No.
Slam.
No, as a matter of fact, she didn't.
Took a giant leap there.
She thinks my nose is very sexy, okay?
Oh, sure she does.
Yeah, right now.
I'm sure she does. So did Mrs. Durante.
Oh, man.
All right. So the funny thing is that when we first called you today, I don't know what you were doing, but you were panting. You know, you were like breathing heavily. And I said, did I interrupt your workout? And of course you came back and said, no, you never have to worry about interrupting my workout.
No, I was, when you called me, I
panting
probably
what was going on.
I walked from one room in my house to another.
So you walked from one room to the other, and then you
I get winded. Yeah, I'm in horrible shape.
That's funny.
I'm in horrible shape.
What if we get do like a workout program? Let me help get you in shape.
I should say yes to that.
Yeah.
I should.
Yeah.
But I'm not.
Why?
I enjoy not exercising. You know how people say, I really enjoy working out? I enjoy not working out. I enjoy not exercising.
When was the last time that you really, like, worked out and you broke a sweat?
About 4 years ago, I went I went to a gym with a couple of friends. One of them was a doctor. He's a neurologist. And so the three of us would meet in the morning down in the valley at this gym. And we did an hour or so on, and they set up a program. You start on this machine, you get on this machine. We did this for like 7 months. I think I gained about 4 pounds because we'd go right from there over to the pancake house and eat a bunch of pancakes. It didn't work very well for me.
We used to play hockey at the Creve Coeur Ice Rink, a bunch of guys, and we were in leagues. And we would skate, I mean, for an hour and a half. I mean, skate hard. And then we would go out and drink beer and eat, like cheeseburgers.
Oh, well, yeah. But you could do it because you really worked hard.
That's good, yeah. You got to treat yourself.
I'm going to tell you that after 7 months, and I did it for 7 months, I hated every day of it. I don't know what it is. I just cannot stand exercise. And I know I'm going to be dead in a couple
Is it
years.
That you don't like to sweat?
I don't mind. I sweat anyway. I sweat.
Well, yeah, I mean, but when you're working out, though,
I don't
you
mind
really
sweating.
Perspire.
Yeah, of course I do. I don't mind sweating. It just exercise hurts. If you do it right, it hurts.
It does hurt. I mean, if you're doing it the wrong way, but no, exercise is great. It's good for you.
It's embarrassing.
Why is it embarrassing?
Because you're usually in a place with a lot of people who are in pretty good shape, and they've been doing this for a while. And then I'm that one that they say, balance on this, you know, that half ball thing. It's kind of a disc, and it's half a rubber ball.
Uh-huh.
And then you fall off of it, and you know everybody saw it. It's embarrassing. Or they see you lifting a bar. It's got 8 pounds on it or something.
Hey, that sounds like you were just being choked.
And the guy next
nobody
to
makes
you,
that kind of a noise when they're working out.
Next to you is lifting about 280 pounds, and I'm struggling with 40. It's embarrassing. What I need is a private kind of nobody else around deal. That's what I need.
Well, what about you over in your basement? I mean, it doesn't take a lot of equipment to get a good workout in.
I know. I know that I'll pay for this soon. I know that. And then I'm not going to – I have no right to complain in 2 years when I'm on a walker – or whatever, I have no right to complain because I know what I'm going to hear, and I dread it.
I told you for the last 30 years you should have been doing. No, you wouldn't listen to me. You just sat around, went to work, came home, went to the casino, blah, blah, blah.
I know.
Who is that? Is that your wife?
That's an exact
imitation like her.
Of her voice.
She's got a gorgeous voice.
No, out in public.
She's got an unbelievable
in
voice.
In public, she has a nice voice she puts on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I remember one night we were going out, and Mimi and I were just a little bit late. You two were in the cubby at Annie Guns, and you were arguing.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, we came in, you went, hi, and you went right back to arguing with each other.
That's what we do.
Mimi and I were sitting there for like 10 minutes, and all of a sudden you're like, okay, we're done. I'm like, okay, that's one of the funniest things I've ever seen in my life.
That's what we do.
Normally you would think when someone else comes in, you're like, okay, we'll talk about this later. You two didn't. You just kept arguing.
No, that's what we do. We've done it forever, for years.
That's funny. That's why I like you. And those people today, they were like, I can't believe that he would actually just pick up the phone and call, and you answered, and they, you know, they love that. People love, you know, being appreciated, and we appreciate your listeners. They are fun people.
We appreciate that they bought a Silverado too.
Well, from I appreciate you. That they listen and that they like you, people. No, let me get the people love you.
Well, they don't know me.
What's it like to be loved by so many people?
I don't know the answer to that.
Oh, it's got to be an unbelievable feeling. I mean, is it just tingle sometimes?
This is getting real creepy. A man asking another man if he's tingle.
Tingle once in a while.
Oh, that's funny.
So
stuff,
how's is the heat driving everybody away, or you got any business?
No. It's summertime in St. Louis. Hey, come on. We had an absolute, first of all, we had probably more rain, I think, in probably April and May than we've had in a long time. And then the first half of this month was gorgeous. Saturday, you know, what was that, the 14th of June?
That was the pick day.
That was a gorgeous day. You had to pinch yourself, if you could, and say, well, this is unbelievable. Enjoy it while you can. It's hot. It's okay. It's St. Louis. I'll take this weather over December and January and February of this year. I will take this heat over that snow and the ice, the broken pipes, the water main breaks. I mean,
yeah, the weather today is not going to break anybody's pipe.
No, this is just, it's hot. I do feel for our laborers, the guys that are outside, the technicians. We just completely redid the parts department, and a big part of the parts department is air conditioned. Oh man, I tell you, I think my technicians are thinking that one of these days I might absolutely air condition the service department. We're going to have to sell a lot more cars. We're going to sell many, many more cars and trucks to your great listeners so that we can put a little AC in the shop for probably some of the hardest working people at Johnny Law Industrial.
It'd have to be a heck of a system, because with the doors opening all the time, the heat come on. Wouldn't that require a massive system to keep that cool, a service department?
I think you have they have these drop-down strips that you drive through, and that doesn't affect the vehicles.
Sounds to me like you've already shopped it out. You've already been looking and said, hey, you folks in the service department at Londoff, it sounds to me like your boss has been shopping and looking for air conditioning systems for the service. This is good news. This is great news for them.
So I got to sell more cars and trucks, I said.
Well, we'll take care of that. He'll help you with that.
Promise?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Starting as soon as you hang up, we'll send people.
Trying to get rid of me.
Yeah.
But we're open late tonight. We have some great deals on every Chevy car, truck, SUV, new and pre-owned in stock, an abundance of great used cars in stock, and low interest rates, super low interest rates, and also an alternative to buying lease. Take a look at some of the great lease deals that we have. So please give us a call, 314-837-1800. 314-837-1800 and 24/7 365 at Londoff.com, LONDOFF.com. I'd love to meet you. If you come in, please say hello. And you don't get that at a lot of stores. I'm not bragging. It's just I love people. I love what I do, and I really like you guys.
Now we know that. We appreciate it. And we
you
like
notice
you.
I didn't say really love you guys, because yeah. That makes weird jobs.
Appreciate you dialing that back a little bit.
I really like you guys.
And we want some air conditioning in that service department, so we're going to send you a bunch of business today.
I really like you guys a lot.
All right. Well, thank you, John. We like you, too.
A lot.
We'll send you some business, okay?
Goodbye.
Thank you.
You kids, drive safe out there.
Yeah. Mimi had to have gotten up and gotten something to eat. There's no way that guy would not have noticed her.
No.
Yeah. There's no way. We will break, and we will come back. This is the Big 550 KTRS. Meep, meep.
And we're going to turn things over to Tim Weiland. He's going to fill you in on traffic, Tim.
Yeah, it's a major mess out there, Dan. We've got an accident on southbound 170 between Del Mar and Ladue. Only the left lane is getting through, and traffic is backed up now between Page and Olive. You've got a stalled vehicle on, if you're traveling eastbound on Highway 40 going over to the Poplar Street Bridge, it's blocking the left center lane. It's on the Missouri side, and that has traffic backed up to Compton on eastbound 40. Northbound 55, you're backed up to 44. If you're traveling westbound on 40, it's bumper to bumper from about Jefferson all the way out through Big Bend, and then we're slow again from Clayton Warson through Mason, now from Boone's Crossing to the Boone Bridge on eastbound 270, stacking up now from McDonald through New Florissant. Slow on southbound 270 from Olive down through Doherty Ferry. Southbound 141, just a little bit south of Big Bend, you've got stop-and-go traffic down through Highway 44. Westbound 44, picking up more volume now, slowing between Mirage and Bowles. And this traffic report is brought to you by Mrs. Freshley's. Feeling rushed during rush hour? Slow things down with one of Mrs. Freshley's delectable snack cakes. Mrs. Freshley's, make life sweeter. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station Trumbo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
If an accident puts you in the hospital, your paychecks may stop coming, but all your monthly bills, who's going to put them on hold? If you're not working and not getting paid, you could end up owing thousands of dollars. Accidents do happen all the time. That's why Physicians Mutual Insurance Company offers accident coverage to help you get the cash you need if an accident puts you in the hospital. See how easy it is to get help paying the bills with a free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. Nobody thinks they're going to end up in the hospital because of a serious accident, but people do every day with no way to pay their bills. You don't want that to happen to you and your family, do you? Of course not. So take a minute and see just how inexpensive this accident coverage is. Seriously, you might be surprised at how little it can cost. Call now for your free instant quote, 1-800-600-3960. That's 1-800-600-3960.
My name is Don, and a lot of stuff happens to me. My wife even calls me Disaster Don once in a while, but that's not fair. I'm just a little unlucky. I mean, who hasn't been to the hospital for a giraffe bite? What, and engines fall out of cars all the time, right? But since that stuff happened, I needed a lot of cash at once. So I called Cash Call at 855-590-CASH.
At Cash Call, we can lend you a big chunk of money so you can handle all your unexpected expenses at one time. You can borrow $2,600 to $25,000 by tomorrow with no collateral and make monthly payments or pay it back all at once.
Yeah, Cash Call lent me enough money for everything. And uh-oh, is that lightning? Again?
If you need a lot of cash all at once, make the cash call at 855-590-CASH. Because dealing with the unexpected doesn't make you a disaster. It makes you just like everyone else.
Subject to credit approval. Additional documentation required. Loans will be made pursuant to Missouri Consumer Credit Loan License 367-03-3042.
The most important purchase you make is a home. And the most important person you need to talk to and hire is a real estate agent. The best in the St. Louis metropolitan area for the last 17 years, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. How's the market?
The market is hot, McGraw. It is not just a buyer's market anymore. It is a perfect storm for buyers and sellers.
So because that's going on, what does that mean for the homeowner or the home seller?
Home prices have raised almost 8% in the last year, but interest rates are still historically low. So it's a great time to buy and sell.
Many people think they can do this themselves.
They think they can. There's so much more than just putting a sign in the yard. So call us. We'll stage your home. We'll give you an evaluation, and we'll give you the up-to-date market analysis, as well as the 500 other things that go on with selling real estate.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
I'm Jim with Roof Renewal Systems.
You may not notice it, but algae could be killing your roof, leading to leaks.
You know, the ugly black streaks that you see all over the place? It looks like black dirt's running down the side of the shingle, that sort of thing. That's actually algae, and it's eating the shingle, therefore causing the shingle to lose its reflection ability of the sunlight and making the shingle fail, which causes leaks and things like that into your home.
What process do you use at Roof Renewal Systems?
Typically, our crews are made up of two team members. One team member will go onto the roof. They'll apply our proprietary cleaning solution that will go directly onto the algae. It'll kill the algae and remove the algae from the shingles. Once that dwells on the roof for about 15 to 20 minutes, then he'll rinse it off with our low pressure soft washing system. By the time the guys leave, you'll look like a brand new roof. Those ugly black streaks will be gone, non-existent. We're a local company with a toll-free number, 855-411-WASH. That's 855-411-9274. Or on the web at roofrenewalsystems.com.
Roof Renewal Systems. Things are looking up.
Bertarelli Cutlery has been keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967 and is your one-stop shop for knife, scissor, lawn, and garden tool sharpening. If it's metal and you need it sharp, look no further than the professionals at Bertarelli Cutlery. For professional quality kitchen gear, such as Vitamix blenders, Lodge cast iron, Wusthof, and Global knives, head down to the Bertarelli Cutlery Showroom, located at 127 Marconi in the heart of the hill. They also carry great local St. Louis-made products, such as NHB knives. These knives are handmade in St. Louis and carried exclusively at Bertarelli Cutlery. They also have cutting boards made from locally sourced hardwoods, designed and produced by Martin Goebel of Goebel Furniture. So head to the Chef's Toy Store and see all the great items and deals to be found. Bertarelli Cutlery is located at 1927 Marconi in the heart of the hill. Call them at 314-664-4005 or visit them at BertarelliCutlery.com. Bertarelli Cutlery, keeping St. Louis sharp since 1967.
From the Sausage Meister's secret recipes comes a great Bavarian sausage that's for me.
You can't beat G&W Meat. That's G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company, a family-owned St. Louis tradition since 1965. G&W makes over 30 varieties of sausage on-site in South City. Stop by G&W's full-service meat market for old-fashioned service and a free Bavarian beverage while you shop. If you can't make it to the shop, ask for your favorite G&W sausage in the meat and deli departments of Schnucks, Deerberg's, and Straub's, or your neighborhood meat market. G&W Bavarian Style Sausage Company has been serving St. Louis for over 49 years. Visit the shop Tuesday through Saturday at 4828 Parker Avenue, just off Kings Highway, one block south of Filer.
You can't beat G&W meat.
Shop online at gwsausage.com.
Fire your lawn service and do it yourself. Your grass will look better and it will be cheaper thanks to Dynagreen. Dynagreeninfo.com for more information. 5 easy steps. It's better fertilizer, better seed, better hoses, better everything. Dynagreen and all of the accoutrements. You don't mind if I say accoutrements, do you? All of that has the Dynagreen label, which makes your lawn better, and you can do it better than the lawn service. Find it at your local independent lawn and garden dealer, Dynagreen, or Dynagreeninfo.com.
I'll bet you have a drawer full of old jewelry sitting at home that you don't know what to do with. Dump that out on your bed and sort it into two piles. Things that have sentimental value and another pile that, could go either way. I'm Matt McCormick. I'll take that pile of questionable jewelry and sort it into the things that have value and the things that don't. You might be surprised how much it's actually worth at Missouri Coin Company. And while you're at it, bring your coins, currency, and watches to Missouri Coin Company. We're a mile east of 270 on Manchester.
The Missouri Coin Company.
Hi, Terry Hall here. When you're selling a home, there's a lot of information that goes into the pricing of that home. You need to know what's on the market, what sold, what didn't sell, how long did it take to sell, what kind of condition they were in. You need a CMA. You want to know the value of a home? There's no obligation. You just call me, your real estate expert. 314-220-0524. That's 314-220-0524. You'll be glad you did. You'll get great information.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by McLeod Cab. This is your AM and the PM Cab Company, 314-652-3456, or as we've told you many, many times, download the app STL Taxi. It's free. It's a great way to get a McLeod Cab. And now, this is the moment almost all of you have been waiting for. The only reason you put up with the rest of this show was because it comes to this moment. Here's Bill Cleveland.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hi, everybody. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Bill.
How you doing? We got like an extra minute here?
Absolutely.
I want to tell you, I just posted a brand new story at BillOnTheRoad.com. You guys are going to love this. Frank, you ever find, you ever watch Professional Lumberjacks? Did you know that's like a thing?
I have not watched that, no.
Have you heard about it, though? Like, there's these guys that will be on ESPN, and they're professional lumberjacks.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, I heard of
it. It's unbelievable.
The competition? Yeah.
So when I was in Pigeon Forge, Tennessee, they actually have one of the shows. It's called Lumberjack Feud. And there's a cute little story that goes with it, but basically it's two teams of lumberjacks like competing right in front of you, and it's like a dinner show. At first it sounded a little cheesy, and I went. I thought somebody was going to do the cheese.
Cheese.
That's right, Red Boy.
There. Maybe I should be in there.
Yeah.
it was fantastic. It was so cool. So that's the Bill on the Road story this week. You can go there and watch the video.
So you can see it on TV. If you want to see it, just tell whoever you're with, say, hey, turn Lumberjack on. And then if you don't want to watch it anymore, say, hey, I don't want to watch it anymore.
Turn that show off.
Yeah, turn that show off.
Holy mack.
See what I did?
All right. Yeah. There you go. Former Bachelor contestant Courtney Robertson, whoever the heck that is, revealed, I guess, that she and this guy had sex during their famous skinny dipping scene on the show.
Yeah.
Maybe I need to be watching this.
Courtney says, though, that having sex in the ocean was a bad idea because she caught crabs.
Well, that is a bad idea.
Pretty good. Well, Texas supermarket is being accused of selling bull penis as food. So if you live in Texas and your Memorial Day barbecue footlong tastes a little better than normal, it might be time to worry. Hey, the psychic turtle, I guess, is making World Cup predictions in Brazil. Yeah, call me old school, but I'm sticking with the psychic octopus.
I'm with you, man.
Yeah. And a guy in a squirrel costume has been following Hillary Clinton on her book tour with a message that another Clinton in the White House would be nuts. Nice thing they found a job for Mitt Romney. In the squirrel suit. And finally...
I'm still broken up with the knowledge that Bill and Hillary were dead broke, as she said. That still bothers me.
Yeah, that does bother. That's, well, thankfully, those two kids made out just...
That shook me up, though.
Well, NBC News reporter Chuck Todd said today that an NBC poll says that the Obama presidency is now over. Said that today, according to the poll. I don't want to say the Obama's in deep trouble, but there are actually now more Americans that approve of soccer than Obama.
Wow. That is bad.
Wow. Scary. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, of course, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right. Thank you, Bill.
See ya.
There he goes, Bill Cleveland. On the road, it's BillOnTheRoad.com. I'm telling you, he's got some really good stuff on there. He's very good at this. This stuff's good enough to be a segment on CBS Sunday morning. I'm going to have to get a hold of Bill, take him out, market him, get him on some TV somewhere, and then take 90%. That's how I work. Mm-hmm. I mean, hey, 10% of it's more than he's getting now. So I'll offer that deal to him. Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company. As you know, I bank at First Community Credit Union. And that is a truth. It's a true statement. That's not something I say. Like a lot of people I know on the radio that say things that aren't true because they want to make an extra $25 every time they do it. I bank there. I've banked there for 6-7 years now. Not 67, 6 or 7 years now. Checking, savings, little business loan business. That's another thing. You folks, you need a business loan, a line of credit. You're starting a business, expanding a business. Talk to these folks. It's just a great place to bank. And I'm not sure I can explain to you what that really means, great place to bank, because in many ways it just has all of the services that any other bank has. But I think, and I think most everybody who's a member there thinks, they do it a little better. They work a little harder. Their rates are more competitive. Remember, at one time, this was something where just a select few, this was a place a select few could bank and not anybody else. In the old days, now, luckily, we can all bank there. Think about it. Give that some thought. Their website is firstcommunity.com. Now with 40 locations with the new opening of Zumbel Walmart. It's 5 o'clock at the Big 550.
From ABC News, I'm Richard Cantu. President Obama briefed top congressional